touch all of our hearts. It's help for the helpless. Because that's something that relates to every one of us. And our subject then is the powerless man and the powerful God. Would you turn, please, to John's Gospel, chapter 5. We're going to do a reading there in John's Gospel, chapter 5. John's Gospel, chapter 5, and we begin at verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem, by the Sheep Gate, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made well of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been thus now a long time, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made well? And the impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made well, and took up his bed and walked. And the same day was the Sabbath day. And we sing a song, one of our favorites. The words say, when nothing else could help, love lifted me, can lift me up when I can't do anything else. been suffering for 38 years for some sin that he had committed in his life long ago. It's a pretty sad story so far, isn't it? But it does get a lot better in the next verse. For it says in verse 6, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made well? I love that expression. up and he walks, not by his own power, but by the power of the Lord Jesus who gave him that strength. And I imagine it wasn't a little tingle, then it started to get stronger, and suddenly he started to stand up. He got up right away. Think of it, legs that haven't moved in 38 years. Now, some of you know what I mean when I say this. After sitting for an hour in a meeting, it takes a little bit to stand up and get your legs going. against the law, here's what he says in verse 11. He answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." The reason I'm walking is because someone healed me. And if he's able to heal me, if he has the power to heal me, I imagine he has the authority to overrule the law of the Sabbath. And then they ask him this in verse 12. "What man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk?" And he that was healed knew not who it was, for Jesus had moved himself away, a multitude being in that place. This man didn't even know who Jesus was. And Jesus left. He doesn't even know who it is. properly express the word.